Welcome to Riverside Medical Practice. Please note, calls may be recorded for training and monitoring purposes. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 999. Please consider contacting your local pharmacist, dentist, or optician for relevant problems. Please note, triage finishes at 3 p.m. each day. Only urgent matters will be dealt with after this time. The admin team will ask some questions regarding the problem you have and signpost you to the most appropriate person or service. Please note, we operate a zero-tolerance policy within the practice, and your call may be terminated if your behavior or language is deemed unacceptable. Please select from one of the following options. For home visits only, please press 1. For prescriptions, please press 2. For results, please press 3. For appointments and general inquiries, please press 4.
If checking the status of your medication request, please check with your local pharmacy initially. Position 3 in this queue. Please wait to be connected. You are at position 3 in this queue. Please wait to be connected. You are at position 2 in this queue. Please wait to be connected. are at position 2 in this queue. Please wait to be connected. You are at position 2 in this queue. Please wait to be connected.
Good afternoon, Riverside Medical Practice. How can I help?
Hi there, my name's Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
I'm okay. How can I help?
Good, good. I'm just calling in regards to one of our clients. We have a subject access request form sent to yourselves for. I was just hoping to chase that up a bit and see if it's been received at all or...
What's the patient's name?
It is a Mr. Archie Brown, and the date of birth is the 6th of April,
1987. Let's have a look. When did you request that?
That was sent on... Apologies, just one second. The 8th of May.
Right, okay. Let me pop you in hold just 2 seconds.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for holding. So you would need to contact the patient in regards to it.
Could I ask as to why?
Yeah, I'm not able to go any further. You would need to contact the patient.
Because the subject access request forms are attached with a letter of authorisation, so that we can act on behalf of our clients.
Yes, so you would need to contact your client.
But I'm asking if you've had receipt of this request form at all, or if it's been actioned by yourself. I'm not sure why the client would know that.
Yeah, so but any further information I would need to provide in regards to anything, you would need to confirm it with your client first. So if you can give him a wee call, that would be great.
Right, can you not confirm that you've even received the form?
So you would need to contact the client.
Right. Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. You take care. Bye.